But look, moving away from the Drogheda parade, there is another parade. It is the 2019 Curra Greig St. Patrick's Day parade. It's in Wexford and it bills itself as the shortest, smallest and least well-known parade in Ireland. And we've got someone on the line to tell us all about it.
It's Michael Fortune, who's the organiser of it. Hi, Michael.
How are you doing? We've just blown that now, lads, haven't we? On national radio.
Well, you'll have to take the least well-known bit off, that's for sure. Yeah. It can still be the shortest, all right.
Is it true that you're due to start at 1 and finish at 1:06?
Yeah, I'll go into plan. We have to keep on moving, as the man in the garden says.
Yeah, for God's sake, it's 1:03, it's not over. Come here, so how long have you been doing the parade?
We did it, Camille, about two years ago. We did it for the crack. We were from the country. And so any country people can relate. You kind of drive into town to watch traffic. Now, that's my, I shouldn't be working, actually, saying that, but you kind of go in, you park about 2 miles and walk in, you go, I'm just watching fire engines here, and then you bring screaming children home or get them ice cream or something.
So
we'd now have an old field where we live, so we said, right, so we get a few neighbours with children, we walk around it, and that'll be our, keep the children happy, keep us happy, and we tick the box. But you know what? They're all taking it seriously. The first year I did it, I was having the mic. And then, because my other half father's a piper, so he played pipes around first. And sure, he's a creator with tractors and children.
So how many people were technically in the first parade?
I suppose we had about 50, 60, and then last year it was about 100. And this year I wasn't going to do it. And then sure, the neighbours all contacted me and said, listen, we have to do it, you have to do it.
You've created a phenomenon now.
No, I'm on national radio talking about it, so God almighty, there'll probably be 120 people this year.
Oh, you know? God! That's half the world's population.
You'll need the guards down and keep the parade moving, Mike.
I have to keep it going. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things when you start, you're almost finished by the time you take your first couple of steps, you know. So that's what's good. You know?
By the sounds of things, there's some, like, most of the town is in the parade, so who's left to watch it?
No one.
So describe the route of the parade for us.
Sure, lads. Like a field with a bit of a road around it. You kind of start and you kind of walk around that and you come back and almost the anticipation is gone. Kids kind of look disappointed because they've spent so long sitting on the tractor. then we go around the second time just for the crack as well.
So I was going to say,
a third time
is what you're aiming for. And I hear that the Grand Marshal is Bridget, but it depends on her mood.
Yeah, it's a lamb of ours. Yeah, we have a pet lamb. So I won't be there. I'm going to England. That's why I'm going to BBC to do an interview about St. Patrick's Day parades and all serious stuff. So my other half is looking after, we've got a pet lamb with girls, so she's kind of half training that.
You're on national radio talking about your least well-known parade and now you're going to the BBC.
I know, yeah, it's on the Saturday.
Going over top, you took the soup.
You should be
at home with us on Patrick's Day on Irish soil. So tell us a bit more about the pet lamb.
We got a pet lamb for the kids. They're absolutely mad. And you know these things when you have children, you do these stupid things. Sometimes they get a pet lamb, get a few hens, and then sure, they're lovely for the first few days. And then daddy's left looking after them. Now, mind, I'm in Limerick today, so I'm not looking after them. But yeah, we have a pet lamb for the girls. But sure, you know yourself, I'm sure. Loads of people can relate to that madness of getting something for children and then realizing it's not a good idea, you know.
Well, I would have got them an ice cream, but
Bridget the lamb apparently is where you went.
So if anybody wants to get to Curra Greig for the parade, where is it?
Well, as a famous line of Father Ted said, it's not on any maps.
We're not New York, no. We're not the BBC in London. Whereabouts?
It's about 6 miles outside of Enniscorthy. It's only a townsland, so it's not a village, but it's literally just a townsland with just a cluster of houses around it.
Right.
And it's, about 6 miles outside of Enniscorthy. You'll get it on the old Google Maps there.
Is there any distinguishing feature of Curra Greig that we should keep an eye out for?
We've got a big strawberry grower. He grows strawberries. So we've got loads of polytunnels of strawberries.
All right.
Somebody from Wexford growing strawberries.
No. And a lamb and Pat the Piper. So we'll find you.
Of course you'll find us. And but if you do come out, don't be disappointed that you will be disappointed. You know that kind of way?
Well, listen, I think everyone needs to manage their expectations. It starts at 1 o'clock and finishes at 1:06. I mean, I don't know how disappointed you could be, in fairness.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no ice cream.
Michael, great to talk to you. Happy Paddy's weekend to you, and best of luck with the parade, and I hope it runs well in your absence.
Lovely, thanks a lot. Take care.
Good luck, Michael. Bye. Thanks. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye.
That's Michael Fortune there. He is the organiser and escapee from the Curra Greig St. Patrick's Day Parade in Wexford, Ireland's shortest, smallest, and now best known parade.
May or may not have a Grand Marshal of a lamb, depending on Bridget's mood.